the tree hugger in chief of Food and Trees for Africa. His name is Chris Wild, and he's going to talk to us today. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Benji.
Thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any special insight into what is going on in the Amazon? Is it a serious situation? You know, what is actually going on there?
Look, I mean, the Amazon situation is a crisis. You know, we can't we can't get around it. Obviously, as most of your listeners will know, that there have been raging fires that have been going on there for some time. Some would say that it's a complex issue. But I don't think it is as complex as people are making out. Basically, what's happened is there's been mass deforestation over a long period of time. and behind that, you have, you know, piles of wood and open area where fires obviously flourish. And we've seen this year more than previous years. I think it's up about 80%. There have been about 70,000 fires this year in the Amazon, which is a massive amount. And so the problem that we're having really is that the Amazon, it's considered the lungs of the planet. And if it's burning, what does that mean for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is an absolutely serious issue. You know, one that I think we need to keep an eye on. But, you know, the part of the problem is very difficult to save the Amazon, or not makes it difficult, but difficult from here. So this is why I wanted to get you guys into the studio, because you guys are very much in the forefront of planting trees and getting trees into community. So what does the situation look like from a South African perspective when we're talking about trees and deforestation?
Look, I mean, there's no one on the planet that is exempt from climate change. Mm-hmm. So I would say that everyone should be planting trees, and luckily you have organizations like Food and Trees for Africa. It's great that you brought me on at arbor time, because this is the time when we should actually be focusing on tree planting and, you know, appreciating nature and appreciating our natural environment and our biodiversity. And, yeah, I mean, planting trees is a really good thing to do. What are we doing about it? Look, I think it's important to realize that we could all be doing a lot more. You know, Food and Trees for Africa to date has planted approximately 4.6 million trees, but that's not enough. That's not going to potentially offset incidents like the Amazon burning. And honestly, I think one of the scary things really is that deforestation, and these kind of incidences have been happening for a while, and they're only getting worse. And we need to basically plant more trees to make sure that we preserve our planet and our heritage moving forward.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember Arbor Week, Arbor Month, you would go like a petrol station and get a little booklet with like seeds connected to it, and it was like the tree of the year. Is that still a thing? Is that still how Arbor Week and Month gets done?
Yeah, so I think originally it was Arbor Day, but then we couldn't fit all the trees that we plant into a day, and then it became Arbor Week, and well, we couldn't fit into a week either, so now we celebrate Arbor Month. And I think, you know, you'll appreciate this, in that there is a symbolism behind spring, in that it is a new beginning. It is the start of the season. Historically, it is when our rains are meant to start. And by planting a tree, it is a symbol of regrowth and almost rebirth in a way. So I think Arbor has evolved quite a lot. We refer to it now only as Arbor Month. And yeah, we still celebrate individual trees as well. So yeah, it's been a great journey in that way.
So if people are interested in getting involved with that, like they're inspired, they want to do the trees, what kind of activities are you going to have?
So obviously, we do volunteer days, and we encourage people from the public to do volunteering with us. We also have corporate event days. So I think, you know, one of the things that you can do, and we're seeing this more and more, is for you to get your companies involved. And for you to get your companies involved in not only doing volunteer days, but looking at regreening schools and hospitals and parks and clinics and all the good places and public places where you want to see trees and green spaces. And then, of course, we also look at greening townships. So I think if you want to get involved, the best thing that you can do, firstly, is plant a tree yourself. Whether it comes from an organization like us or not, we need to be planting trees. Second thing, if you can't plant a tree yourself for whatever reason, then, you know, maybe donate to an organization that does do that, because we do plant the trees on people's behalf, and we do make sure that the survival rate and all the science behind it is good as well.
So in terms of trees that people can be thinking of, you know, Joburg has like a specific climate, specific issues. So what are the kinds of trees that you should consider planting if you want? And what are like good ones? I don't know. Should people be planting for fruit or for shade, or what do you consider when you want to plant a tree?
So I think first and foremost, you want to plant a tree that is fairly fast growing if you can. We call these pioneer species. So you can plant trees potentially like your Celtis africana or your white stinkwood. Potentially, you want to plant something like a river bush willow or a combretum. You can also potentially, if it means something to you, you can plant a tree that maybe is a bit more slow growing but is symbolic. For example, the wild olive, and also in Jewish culture, the olive in general, is highly symbolic of many things. Mm. And so if that's going to mean something to you, plant that tree.
I mean, especially if you're planning to stick around in your house. I happen to have grew up in a house where we were in the same house for 30 years. And over time, every time my parents would plant another fruit tree, it meant that, you know, 5 years later, you suddenly had lemons, and then you had pomegranates, and then you had berries, and then you had mulberry. It was just like a whole, and it really made, as a young person, the outside experience amazing, because you were always going and picking fruit and doing something with the trees.
Yeah, I mean, look, when it comes to fruit trees, we generally try to plant 50-50 indigenous shade trees and 50% fruit trees. They're very useful. And, you know, I would hate to think of kids that grow up without being able to pick fruit. I want to say climb trees, but I say that with a kind of great liability reserve in that sense. But, you know, kids should be able to climb trees and pick fruit. And, you know, it's just kind of part of forming that connection with nature and almost forming that connection with the planet.
Absolutely. Chris, if people want more information on the kind of things that you guys are up to, tree greening, whatever, where can they go to get more of that?
So our website, www.trees.org.za, quite straightforward. And just check out our trees programs. They're there. Trees for All, Trees for Homes. If they want to get involved, just send us a mail.
Right. Well, there you go. Chris Wild from Food and Trees for Africa. Arbor Week coming up. Might not be much you can do about the Amazon, but you can definitely do something about your back garden. Planting a tree is one of those things. Chris, thank you so much for coming in and being with us on Chai FM.
Thanks for having me on, Benji.